Hello. Hi, Paul Nagle here, just testing out the concept of an MP3-based tutorial for the P3 sequencer. Alrighty, I'm going to do this very, very quickly, just so you can kind of have a listen to it and think, is this any use, or is it a bag of shite? So, without further ado, let's turn to the P3. Okay, let's start with initializing a bank, because we want to start from the same place, don't we? To initialize a bank, hit the function and page keys simultaneously. Ignore the screen that we see first, because we're skipping lightly along to the second page. Hit the page button and you see in the top left hand corner, bank init, F1. Hit F1 and it asks you, are you sure? And in order to confirm this, you need to hit F1 and F2 simultaneously, which I've done. And you can tell you've done that because it says wiping bank, and suddenly all your tracks go nice and green, and you'll notice the part, the very first part, which is on step 9, is lit up in red. Now all those tracks are currently active, but there's no data in them, it's all been wiped. So if we hit the run key, you will see that the LED goes along to show that it's moving, but you don't hear anything. Apart from this drum machine, of course. Conveniently turned down, I think you'll agree. Okay, let's go and edit a pattern. In order to do that, hit the play edit button along with the track that you want to edit to start with. I'm going to ignore the whole concept of playlist for the time being in order that we can create some basic patterns. So play an edit key and the track. You get a new screen now which has T-Base 16 with a plus and minus setting and a sync. And in the top right hand corner there's an inverted E. You'll see the LED whizzing along happily, and you'll also notice that the gates on all the steps are inactive. If you take a look at the two buttons to the right of the steps and the knobs, you'll see that there's four LEDs associated with either one. The top selection of these are velocity, length, delay and controller, and they are relevant to the top set of knobs. And the bottom four are gate, tie, skip, and X. Now, I'm not going to talk about them all today, I just want to get this kind of like going and something happening. So, because gate's currently lit up, we can actually activate some steps and play for still. Well, one thing I should have mentioned is that the bottom row of knobs are always the note values. It's a bit loud, isn't it? Okay, so I've just activated every other step now, and it's all playing middle C, and it's doing the kind of thing that sequencers do. Which is basically being a little bit annoying. Let's activate a few extra steps just to break up the rhythm. Isn't that exciting, you're thinking? Next, we might alter the velocity of a few steps. Let's do that. Again, the top row of knobs, if you notice, the LED is currently selected on velocity, so we can change those. I might be able to hear that effect, I don't know. Not very much, actually. You can hear that different steps have different velocities, which is, in this case, opening the filter. You can also change the length of steps, so that some are a little bit more staccato-y than others. Okay. And you can delay steps as well. Each time you hear me clicking, perhaps you don't hear it actually with this microphone, each time I click the top button, the LED progresses down one. So I've now clicked it a third time, moved on to delay. And if I flip the top row of knobs this time, you'll hear that some notes are delayed. Isn't that lovely? Actually, it's not really what I want to look at the moment, so I'll ignore delay. We'll also ignore controller, and we'll skip lightly down to the bottom four, which are gate, tie, skip, and X. We've already used gate. Let's have a look at tie. Okay, push the button, and it really lights up. Let's tie a few notes. Okay, now I've got a couple little groups of notes that are tied, so you've got a longer... should I mention the fact that they go nice and yellow? You probably notice that as soon as you've basically flicked down to the tie button and then you've selected some of the steps that should be tied, you will notice that now some of the steps are red and some of them are amber. Isn't that lovely? I think you can hear the results of that, so we'll just round this up by basically flicking a few tuning knobs. Oh, isn't that lovely? Adding a bit of gratuitous delay. You know all these things happen, don't you? And then if we want to save that, we think it's absolutely marvellous, we hit the play edit button again. And you notice the screen gives us an option, a pattern number, and it also has save, back and lose. Now if I want to save that to a different pattern, all I do at this stage is to hit one of the other trigger numbers, the trigger keys rather. So if I hit trigger key 2, it'll save it to pattern 2. However, I don't, I want to save it to this one for the time being. So I'll hit F1, which saves it. And I'll return to the top level menu where I can see all my tracks active. And in order to make this sequence slightly less irritating, I hit F2, which is forced to scale. And I turn the knob just a little bit so it says C Aeolian. And I hit apply. And instantly we're in key. Okay, it's a pretty shy sequence, but you get the point. Okay, will that do for initial tutorial, I wonder? It's not very in-depth, is it? But, you know, it's a start.